Right where we are standing used to be two long metal shelving units. He used them for storage. It's where he placed the bodies. One per garbage bag, three per shelf. Two neat little rows. My fingers convulsed, nails sinking into the raw earth, feeling the hard, compacted soil dig beneath my fingernails. And at that moment, I swear I could feel it. The deeply embedded evil, a powerful, biting chill. I retreated hastily, my feet moving in rapid little circles, while my gaze scoured the floor, looking for signs of, what, struggle? Blood? The spot where a monster raped my best friend, or ripped out her fingernails, or took pliers to her nipples before he slit her throat? I had read too many articles, spent too much time being prepped by my father. Why read Goodnight Moon to your child when you can read her 21st century monsters instead? I was going to be sick, but I couldn't be. My thoughts ran too hard, too fast. I was remembering my 7-year-old childhood friend. I was picturing every crime scene photo my father had ever shown me. What did he do? I found myself demanding. How long were they kept alive? How did he kill them? Did they know of one another? Did they have to stay down here, surrounded by corpses in the dark? Turn off the lights! My voice was growing wild, incoherent. Damn it, turn off those lights. I want to know what he did to them. I want to know how it felt. Detective Dodge caught my hands. He pressed my palms together, stilling my jerky motions, tucking my hands back into my chest. He didn't say anything, just stood there, looking at me with those steady gray eyes until, with a brittle snap, I felt something break inside of me. My shoulders sagged. My arms dropped. The hysteria drained from me, and I was left, limp, wrung out, thinking of Dory again and that last summer when neither of us had known that we had it so good. Dory's favorite flavor of popsicle was grape. Mine was root beer. We would save those flavors from the assorted packs our mothers bought, swapping the two each Saturday. We used to race down the street to see which of us could skip the fastest. Once I fell down and skinned my chin. Dory came back to see if I was okay, and when she was bending down, I jumped up and went skipping over the finish line just so I could say I won. She didn't speak to me for a whole day, but I still wouldn't apologize because even back then, winning mattered more to me than the wounded look on her face.